Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. May the force be with you. I'm glad you're here. I'm live broadcasting live from Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston at the Insperity Invitational Golf Tournament, the Champions Tour Golf Tournament, 12th consecutive Invitational, Insperity Invitational, and I've been here every year broadcasting from this great event. We got a radio show to do here, and we got our good friend Connie Sertucci back on the show. Connie's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a long time, coming up on 5 years. She's Executive Vice President and General Manager of Small Business Solutions at Sage North America, and she's our good friend, Connie Sertucci. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back. I love having you on the show anytime for any reason, Connie, but I especially love the research that you guys have been doing, and one of the things you've been tracking is what you call the state of the startup. Talk to us about that. Got an update, right?
Yes, I do. In fact, it was a survey that we just completed a few weeks back where we went out and we surveyed founders and co-founders of startups as well as high executives of firms that routinely counsel, invest in, and nurture startups to really understand, you know, what's the characteristics of a founder of a startup, what's the characteristics of a successful startup, the challenges they face, and the mm-hmm. lessons they learned along the way.
What did you find?
Well, you know, it's interesting. So when you look at the characteristics of a typical startup founder, if you will, there were some really interesting nuggets in here. We interviewed over 400 founders and co-founders of businesses that had started in the last 5 years. And we found, first of all, from a gender perspective, women were more likely to found startups than men. It was around 57% of these were women.
Interesting.
Very,
what do you, what do you attribute that to?
You know, I mean, I think it's a number of things. I think that, you know, when we looked at you know, why people got into the startup arena, it was passion for an idea. It was just they wanted to work on their own. And so I think, you know, when you take a look at it, I think that there's a great environment now for women to found startups. If there's something they're passionate about, the internet gives them the tools that they can, you know, quickly turn that passion into a business.
Right.
And I think that's what we saw.
Well, look at the women who got married, they had children, they had to stop working for a little while. Maybe they decided to stay home for a while and then they got bored or they needed to do something else. And as you say, the technology in the marketplace moved in their direction and they started I don't know how many I've talked to who started a little lifestyle business just to supplement some income, to stay busy and that sort of thing. And the next thing you know, they're national. I mean, they just exploded. It's been very exciting to see that.
Absolutely. In fact, that actually goes along with one of the other things we found is that the women who had started these businesses were less likely to have any corporate executive experience, mm-hmm. you know, but they just jumped right into it and didn't let that stop them. So I think your analogy is right.
Well, when you say, how'd you do that? They say, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
Absolutely. They just did it. They just took the plunge.
But if you think about it, that makes sense. It makes sense about the ratio that you just mentioned, because a lot of small businesses over the last 30 years have been lifestyle type businesses, meaning the founder never really intended for it to get big. And they just wanted to have a business rather than go look for a job. And that type of business is probably fits the life of a woman in terms of being the nurturer and that sort of thing, and being more responsible for the children, that sort of thing. So, but again, oftentimes it turns into something they didn't expect, and we're all better off for that.
Right. You know, that is in line with another finding that we had is we asked the base, the entire segment that responded, so, you know, why did you take the plunge? Why did you go out on a limb and start your business? And you're right. I mean, there were, it came down to really two things. One was freedom. It wasn't about financial gains. It wasn't about turning, you know, getting rich or making millions. And the second reason was about passion and pride. You know, it was about bringing something that you're very passionate about. In fact, I believe the stat was around 59% did it just because they wanted to be their own boss. You know, that they just wanted to pave their own way. The other thing that was interesting in the survey about women versus
Connie,
men.
Connie, hold on to that thought, because I want you to be able to tell that story completely. We got to go to a break, but before we do, I want you to tell folks how they can find your survey.
You can find the survey. It'll actually be posted next week, but you can find it on sage.com.
Just go to sage.com and look for it. It's all about startups. And Connie Cicci and I will be right back. We got more of this survey, this report on the state of startups after these messages. Perhaps you'll see yourself in this. 2012, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.